Unfortunately, the two lowest bidders, at the bottom of your revised page, you can see have to be thrown out. Their bids could not be accepted because they produced insufficient evidence of their registration with the Board of Elections. One of the requirements of a responsible bidder in the state of Illinois is that they register with the State Board of Elections. And unfortunately, the lowest bidder, who was Dorr and Associates, who came in with a base bid of $1.2 million, submitted with their bid a cover letter that came with their certificate of registration, and it indicates that they are, in fact, a registered business entity. However, our chief procurement officer and his legal counsel have ruled that that is insufficient evidence, that instead they must produce the actual certificate and not just the cover letter. So it's a difference of one piece of paper. Furthermore, the second lowest bidder, Homerick, submitted a base bid of $1.388 million, and they submitted with their proposal a piece of paper that is a screen print from the Board of Elections website directly, and it shows right in the middle of the page that recent activity as of December 27, 2011, a certificate was produced because they, too, are in fact registered with the State Board of Elections. But once again, our chief procurement officer refused to accept that as sufficient evidence of their registration. The third lowest bidder, which is the one you see as the recommended vendor on the revised page, is Brandenburg Industrial Service Company, and they submitted the correct certificate, the correct piece of paper. So to sum this up for you, it became a $270,000 piece of paper. Because we could have accepted a bid of $1.2 million and instead are stuck with a almost $5 million dollar project. So just wanted to share that with you for your information. We are asking for an official opinion from the Attorney General's office to determine whether or not the pieces of paper submitted by the two lowest bidders could, in fact, be considered sufficient evidence. And if they come back and say that, yes, in fact, we can accept those bids because it was sufficient evidence, then I would also request your approval that the president could make the decision to move forward with one of the lower bids, if I can request that approval today. But first, on the approval of the resolution.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, excuse me, Lanier, I'm jumping in here, and give a little background here on what was said there. We received a revision to this early last week, I want to say about Monday, if my memory's right. And first thing I noticed, there was $200,000+ difference, and I said, what's going on here? And et cetera, and copied Jack and Lanier and said, what's the difference here, and so forth, and found out about this asinine whatever. And
those are the words I've used.
And then there's been a... been a lot of work behind the scenes here in the last week. Dave Steelman has been doing a lot of contact work in Springfield, has talked to several senators, talked to Representative Hammond here in Macomb, etc. there on it. And I've talked to a number of people on my own, and sad to say that this has been a bill that has created unbelievable consequences in my mind for the whole state. It's my understanding Southern Illinois University paid technically a $1 million fine and for the same thing, and which to me, when considering the state of our economy, is just asinine, the whole process. But anyway, so what I'm getting at is, I guess if I understand the procedures correctly, what I'd like to do is offer an amendment to the resolution first, which would be voted on, and then vote on the resolution. Is that proper protocol?
Okay, so then, excuse me, Lanier,
then if we can go ahead and vote on that, then I'd like to make an amendment to it there.
Right. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the contractor for the following projects and services that were presented. Can we get a second? Okay. Can we get roll call?
No, wait a second. If you're going to make an amendment, you have to make it before you pass the motion.
I'd like to amend that, and that we are asking for permission to award the contract if we are asking permission to award the contract to another vendor pending a positive outcome from the appeal, period, so that the president has, what I'm stating there is my, what I think I'm stating is that the president would have the authority to award the contract to one of the others if the appeal works. Now, candidly, it's a very long shot.
Can we put that verbiage in there that the president has the authority to accept that?
Okay.
That will show in the minutes.
Yes.
With this.
Is there a second to that?
A second.
Okay.
Discussion. This is a motion to amend.
Yes.
Now the question is, do we have a timetable that we think that this is going to happen within?
We're hoping to know, and Dave, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you're probably hoping to hear something this week, this next week?
That's our hope.
Yes.
A formal attorney general's opinion can take much longer. An informal opinion, we're hoping to get back fairly quickly. The problem with the resolution on an informal opinion is it might still go back to the lifelong bureaucrats who are making these decisions, and they might still say no.
Right. Because I think that's the one thing you want to consider in terms of doing this, that this could take a year or so.
The way I view it, Jack has the authority to sign the contract.
Not if you don't have an opinion.
And no, for the base resolution.
Okay.
So we basically can move forward if it's not in the timely fashion from which we think would be appropriate.
He makes that decision, and if by chance the long shot happens within a week or so, whatever that time period is, which is his call, he can make that decision, and so everything proceeds on time. And for what it's worth, I don't think it's going to happen. I hate to say it that way, but it's at least you've got a little bit of authority if that long shot would come in and happen. We've got $250,000. The other thing, just from what I have picked up, that Senator Cullerton and Senator Althoff have been working probably with a number of other senators or whoever to make amendments to that bill for the future. But I guess this has been there for a couple of years now, and it's been building up momentum to get it changed, obviously. So
the primary focus is you have to follow the Procurement Act.
Right.
And the Procurement Act awards it to those who have met all the requirements.
Right.
I just had a quick question, if I could, not necessarily related to the amendment, and I'm sorry if I'm out of order here,
no.
Mr. Chairman. How many of these companies that put bids were union contractors? Do you know?
All of them would be.
I would guess most all of them, but I don't know that for a fact. So yeah, I can go back and find out and let you know.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's no requirement they would have to be union, but they would have to meet the state's minimum.
Yeah, all contractors, in order to be responsible bidders, have to pay prevailing wage and follow all of the state of Illinois requirements.
But the state of Illinois is higher than the state of Illinois is higher than what it's federal.
I should note too that is it out of order for me to add a comment? I'd like to add that the administrative rules surrounding university higher education procurement are currently in the public review phase through JCAR. So, they're out there on the JCAR website, and it's time for public comment at this point. So if you have any questions about that process or the negotiation that has already taken place with our chief procurement officer, we're hoping that the end result, the final draft of those administrative rules that tell us the rules by which we must play, we're hoping that the final draft gives us some flexibility, or in this type of situation might give the chief procurement officer the ability to make a call that would be in our favor. So if anyone has any questions about that, feel free to contact me and I'll be happy to discuss it with you.
Are there any more questions?
Just one comment. we bid stuff on a weekly basis in Springfield, and any bid that does not meet requirements is not read. I said any bid that doesn't meet the basic requirements is not opened or read. We just eliminate it before it's ever considered.
Right. We send it back to the vendor if we can't read it.
So. Well, Carrie, can you reread the motion and the amendment, please?
I think Bill has the language on the amendment.
Okay. We are asking for permission to award the contract to another vendor pending a positive outcome from our appeal. This would be based upon a timely basis and would be decided by President Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, second.
Right.
Question.
I think Kathy seconded the amendment earlier.
Right.
Yes. Question.
We call for the question.
Call the roll call. Right. Mm-hmm. We have to do the roll call on the amendment.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Hare?
Yes.
Trustee Houston?
Yes.
Trustee Salas?
Yes.
Trustee Cole?
Yes.
Trustee Early?
Yes.
Trustee Ellert Fuller?
Yes.
And Trustee Epperly?
Yes.
Thank you.
We accept the resolution as amended. We already have
the motion.
We already gave the motion originally.
Okay.
Would you like to second it?
I guess I can. I thought we had to go through as amended.
We're ready to call the roll?
Yes, now we can call the roll.
Already. Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Hare?
Yes.
Trustee Houston?
Yes.
Trustee Salas?
Yes.
Trustee Cole?
Yes.
Trustee Early?
Yes.
Trustee Ellert Fuller?
Yes.
And Trustee Epperly?
Yes.
Thank you.